Hello and welcome to Arxiv LLM Daily EN. This is the show where we try to keep up with the ridiculous speed of AI innovation, but in a way that stays practical. The paper we're looking at today is titled AANO, Enhancing Information Retrieval with AI Augmented Annotation. In one line, it proposes an AI augmented annotation pipeline to improve information retrieval. Basically, use AI to pre-label and enrich documents so Search and RAG pull the right stuff faster. We're talking about it now because teams keep hitting the same wall. Search misses context, manual tagging doesn't scale, and retrieval quality makes or breaks your LLM features. Mark will look at it from the field, real-world usage. Jamie will look at the AI technical side. Concretely, what's the use of what they're proposing, and what need does it meet today? Mark, let's start with what need you're actually seeing on the ground.
In real life, most teams dump PDFs, wiki pages, and ticket histories into a Search or RAG pipeline and hope embeddings sort it out. What usually happens? People can't find the answer because the terms don't match, the chunking is naive, and there's no consistent metadata. Manual labeling is the first thing everyone talks about and the last thing anyone has time to do. An AI-augmented annotation step fills that gap. Auto-tag topics, extract entities and units, map synonyms and acronyms, add task type labels like how-to versus policy. That lifts recall and reduces the back and forth when someone asks the model and gets something irrelevant.
So put simply, you want richer, consistent labels without weeks of hand-tagging so the model actually retrieves the right passages. Jamie, from the AI side, why is this kind of approach showing up now?
Two reasons. First, LLMs and extraction models have gotten good and cheap enough to do high-quality labeling at scale. Think entity extraction, relation hints, intent tags, with a human spot-checking. Second, we've learned that retrieval quality dominates downstream answer quality. Better annotations guide chunking, improve embedding signals, and give re-rankers more structure to work with. Combine that with newer evaluation tooling for retrieval and acceptable inference costs, and an AI-augmented annotation layer becomes a practical, high ROI addition to the stack. Let me unpack what AANO actually proposes. Think of the retrieval stack in three stages. 1, data preparation. 2, annotation and enrichment. 3, embedding and index update. AANO slots into stage 2. After you ingest and chunk documents, the system runs AI annotators to add structured signals. Entity tags, relation hints, document intent, how-to, policy, troubleshooting, domain taxonomy labels, synonyms and acronyms, even unit normalization. Those annotations are persisted as metadata alongside each chunk. And crucially, they are also used to augment the text that gets embedded. For example, by appending a compact, machine-friendly summary of the labels. Then you rebuild or incrementally update the index, so both the metadata and the enriched embeddings are queryable. Compared to what teams do today, it's more scalable than manual tagging, more controlled than purely model-only retrieval augmentation that rewrites queries on the fly. And it plays nicely with standard retrieval plus re-rank by giving the re-ranker structured features to score.
So basically, before you push content into your search index, you have a smart helper that labels and enriches each chunk, and that extra structure makes both the vector search and the filters smarter. Mark, what does that change in day-to-day usage?
In practice, it means people stop hacking their queries. Today, a support agent tries 5 phrasings to find a refund policy because the doc says reimbursement. With AANO-style annotation, the chunk already knows refund reimbursement. It's labeled policy, and it carries the product line tag. The agent can filter on policy and product X, and even if their wording is off, the embedding has those hints baked in. You also get cleaner facets in the UI without a taxonomy meeting every week. Net effect? Fewer follow-ups to the bot, fewer copy-paste hops for the human.
Got it. Less query gymnastics, more direct hits. Let's make it tangible. Mark, can you walk us through a simple use case, like a product analyst adding documents in a shared notebook and making search better the same day?
Sure, simple flow. Step 1. The analyst drops a batch of PDF specs into the team's knowledge notebook. Step 2, they click annotate. The system runs the AI annotators. It pulls out product names, versions, features, and marks each chunk as spec versus how-to versus release note. It also suggests a synonym map, SLA equals service level agreement, things like that. Step 3, there's a 5-minute review queue. The analyst spot checks 20 items, accepts most, fixes a couple of mislabels, and hits publish. The index updates incrementally, so within minutes, teammates see new facets like feature equals billing, doc type equals spec. Immediate benefits. Searching service uptime rules now hits the SLA section because the synonym mapping and the intent label steer both the vector and the filter. People stop pinging the analyst for links.
So three clicks, a quick review, and your search gains richer labels and smarter synonyms. Let's level it up. Mark, describe a more advanced setup, say a company knowledge base that's constantly changing with a human in the loop and incremental reindexing.
Advanced flow is a loop. Content lands from GitHub wikis, Confluence, and ticket summaries into a staging bucket every night. A job runs annotators with a domain taxonomy we maintain monthly. We keep a 5-10% sampling strategy. A rotating group of SMEs reviews suggested labels in a lightweight UI or right in Slack via an approve-reject button. Approved annotations get versioned, and any label edits update a central synonym dictionary. We then push just the changed chunks to the vector store and the keyword index to keep latency down. There's also a drift check. If the distribution of labels starts shifting, say way more troubleshooting this week, it flags us to review chunking or taxonomy. The RAG app picks up the new index without downtime.
That maps neatly to the mechanics. When you enrich chunks with consistent labels, the embeddings move from being purely semantic to hybrid semantic structured. You don't need to retrain a model, you re-index embeddings that include the compact label summary, and you attach metadata fields for filtering. If your re-ranker is a cross-encoder, it can consume the raw text. If it's metadata aware, you add those features to its input or scoring function. Latency cost trade-offs. Full re-index only when the synonym map or taxonomy shifts significantly. Otherwise, do incremental updates per changed chunk. For heavy workloads, cache annotator outputs and use deterministic settings, low temperature, fixed schema, to keep costs predictable. Model-driven parts are entity intent extraction and synonym suggestions. Human-driven parts are taxonomy design, spot checks, and adjudicating edge cases.
So you're mostly re-indexing, not retraining, and you keep costs down by caching and only touching what changed. Jamie, let's go under the hood. What are the prerequisites and limits the paper calls out? Quality of annotations, model choices, and guardrails to avoid hallucinations.
Prereqs first, you need a stable scoped schema, a list of entity types, intent labels, and allowed facets. The annotators should run with constrained outputs like JSON with enums and low temperature to minimize drift. Annotation quality depends on domain complexity. The authors assume labels aren't ultra fine grained. Think tens to low hundreds, not thousands. They also assume your embeddings can benefit from small text augmentations. Too much fluff harms retrieval. So keep augmentations compact. Hallucination control, schema validation, regex ontology checks, and confidence thresholds. Only write metadata above a threshold. Send low confidence cases to human review. On compute, this adds an offline or nearline step. Batch it so it doesn't sit on your online latency path. For future work, the authors point to more robust real-time pipelines, better domain adaptation without heavy fine-tuning, and scaling label taxonomies while preserving consistency.
Translated, you need to agree on a simple set of labels up front, force the AI to stick to that menu, and only publish what passes confidence checks. The rest, a human reviews. Keep the heavy lifting off the real-time path so your users don't wait. Practically, who signs off on the schema, how often do you re-index, and what slows rollout? Mark?
On the ground, documentation or support usually owns the schema with input from product. We keep it small at first, 15 to 30 labels, and run a one-week pilot on a single content source. Reindex cadence, nightly incremental, full rebuild only after a taxonomy change. What slows rollout? Data access permissions, deciding the source of truth for synonyms, and budget for the first month of annotation runs. Also, teams need basic hygiene. Mark authoritative docs, retire duplicates, and agree on chunk sizes. Without that, the best annotators just encode your mess.
Monitoring-wise, watch three buckets. 1, annotation health, label distribution, inter-rater agreement on the sampled reviews, and confidence histograms. 2, retrieval quality, recall at K on a small rotating set of labeled queries, and click-through or answer acceptance in the app. 3 cost latency, tokens per 1,000 chunks, time to index update. For reindex frequency, a good rule is event-based. Reindex change chunks instantly, schedule a weekly validation job that compares baseline retrieval against augmented, and gate full reindexes behind a change request if taxonomy shifts by more than, say, 10%. And always keep a fallback index, so you can roll back if metrics dip.
So you set guardrails on quality and budget, measure whether people actually find answers faster, and keep a rollback plan. Before we move on, quick balance check, Jamie. How much should be AI versus human in the loop for a healthy setup?
Start 80-20 AI to human. Let the model do entity intent tagging and synonym suggestions automatically and require human confirmation only on low confidence or high impact labels, policy, compliance, medical terms. As the confidence and agreement stabilize, you can drop to 90-10. Keep humans in charge of taxonomy evolution and edge case adjudication. That balance keeps throughput high without letting drift or hallucinations creep into the index.
And on rollout discipline, Mark, final word in this segment, what are the minimum steps to make this stick?
Keep it simple. 1, pick one domain. 2, define 20 labels and a synonym list. 3, run annotate on a small corpus. 4, review 5 to 10% and publish. 5, wire up 2 dashboards. 1 for annotation health, 1 for retrieval KPIs, recall at K and answer acceptance. 6, run a 2-week pilot with real users. 7, decide go, no go, and only then expand sources. If you do that, you get quick wins without locking yourself into a taxonomy you can't maintain.
All right, let's land this with what the authors actually measured. Jamie, what did they test on and how did it score? Datasets, metrics, and how it stacks up against common baselines.
They report results on a mix of public IR benchmarks and an internal enterprise corpus. Public side, a subset, think FQA, Trek COVID, SciFact, plus a classic web QA set like MS Marco Passage. Internal side, 100K document company wiki and product manuals. Metrics, recall at K and NDCG at 10 for retrieval, for RAG, answer acceptance, and a small user study on time to answer. Numbers versus a vanilla vector baseline, annotation augmented indexing improves recall at 10 by roughly 6-12 points, and NDCG at 10 by 5-9 points across those sets. Adding a re-ranker still helps, but the gap shrinks, netting another 2 points. On the internal KB, they see 11-18% absolute gains in answer acceptance and about a 25-35% reduction in median time to first correct answer in a user study. Cost latency. Because annotation runs offline, online latency is unchanged. Index build time goes up modestly. They quote an annotation cost on the order of a few dollars per 1,000 chunks, depending on the model. Baselines include plain embedding search, embedding plus re-rank, and query expansion. The annotation approach beats them consistently, especially on domain corpora. Caveat, tests are controlled with a fixed schema and careful chunking.
So in plain terms, fewer missed answers in search, cleaner filters, and roughly a third less time hunting for the right paragraph without slowing the live app. The extra cost is a few dollars per 1,000 chunks to pre-label, which most teams can stomach if it lifts answer rates. Mark, in production, what should we expect compared to those tidy benchmarks, and what KPIs would you track in a pilot?
Real life is messier, so I budget for half to two-thirds of the gains at first. Permissions, duplicate docs, and inconsistent formatting eat into recall. For KPIs, I track 1 recall at 5 on a labeled query set owned by the team, 2 time to first correct answer from a small user panel, 3 answer acceptance or deflection rate if it's support, 4 follow-up prompts per task, 5 cost per 1,000 chunks annotated and per index refresh. Also watch review load. If SMEs spend more than 10 to 15 minutes a day on spot checks, tighten thresholds, or trim the schema.
That's practical. Jamie, any quick watchouts on when these gains don't show up or when baselines catch up?
2 patterns. First, if your schema is too big or your augmentations are verbose, you dilute the embedding signal and gains flatten. Keep labels compact. Second, on very heterogeneous open web corpora, query expansion plus a strong re-ranker narrows the gap. Annotation helps most when the domain is consistent and acronyms or synonyms matter. The synergy remains. Annotation improves candidate recall, re-ranking cleans the top ranks.
Great. Mark, last word from the field. Who benefits the most? Under what conditions?
Teams with 10K, 300K internal docs, lots of repeated questions, and a stable-ish taxonomy. Support, documentation, ops, compliance, see the fastest wins. If you can agree on 20 of 50 labels and keep a lightweight review loop, you'll feel the improvement within 2 weeks. If your content is ultra noisy or changes daily without owners, start smaller or you'll churn on labels.
One sentence takeaway. Aano shows that putting an AI-augmented annotation layer before indexing delivers predictable retrieval gains with minimal runtime impact and manageable ops. To finish, a quick reminder. The English version of the podcast is available via the RSS feed on nblotty.org/iadaily/en and also on Spotify. Search for Arcs of LLM Daily EN. See you tomorrow for more AI news. Have a great day.